my son is in the 7th grade, ask him what one of his favorite attractions was on a family vacation, and you're likely to get an interesting answer. He'll share the tale about a place in rural Nebraska where a family reunion brought forth a destination for our family and others. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Jim Reinders had an idea that would involve the entire family.
He wanted to do something interesting for the family reunion in the summer of 1987.
Kendra Schott lives in Alliance, Nebraska, and shares the story of Jim's great vision.
He came up with this idea to recreate Stonehenge, which he became fascinated with while he lived in England. He was kind of an engineer and had a position over there, and he became fascinated with Stonehenge. Well, he had this crazy idea to recreate Stonehenge with old cars.
So the family began finding old cars for the project, and Jim used his engineering software to determine the placement of the cars to build the replica of Stonehenge. Add in some backhoes and shovels, and something called Carhenge was born.
They just had this wild family reunion. They had plays and, I mean, just really interesting things that they did as they did all this, and they dedicated it that summer. At first, most people were horrified that there was this junk of these old cars out in this field.
What was a fun family reunion project for Jim's family was not well received by some, initially.
Everyone was just like, what is going on? So for a while, they thought they would have to tear it down because people were so upset about it. But people started to kind of talk about it, and then people started to come see it. And pretty soon, everybody realized, oh, this could be a really cool thing for Alliance.
They made a couple of changes, and soon people came around to the idea that this just might be a quirky yet important item to make the town a destination for some.
They painted all the cars gray, which does make it more like Stonehenge, obviously, and it's slightly more aesthetically pleasing, so that appeased some of the locals.
But there's more to the story, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Alliance, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.